Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We're now in our 20th year bringing these broadcasts to you. And we thank the Lord for this radio station, for you, the listener, for all the prayers and support. And most of all, for the Lord, for the good messages that He has given us over the many years. If this is your first day joining us today, listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday schedule. And if you've been with us for many years, we say thank you to you. And we hope you also continue to join us each and every week and make this a regular stop on your Sunday schedule. Today we're going to be talking about the role of government, and I did a message on this subject a while back, a few months ago, but I want to repeat it today because there's so much controversy, so much stirring up about the role of government. We have a new administration, a new sheriff in town, and so it's very important that we understand what's going on, that you see the big picture, and don't get caught up in all the mudslinging and all the words being thrown around on Facebook and on Instagram and on X. And so we just want to see the big picture as God sees it regarding the role of government in the lives of the people. So if you have your Bible there today, turn it to Romans chapter 13. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. We'll take up this message here on the role of government in just a minute. First, I want to give you an update what's going on here in Kenya. Coming to you from Kenya today, live and very hot, very dry, and so we're in the dry season. Hopefully within a week or two it'll start to rain, and then we can prepare to plant the crops for the spring season. Our main project that we have going right now, we just started this week working on our school project. We're building a fence around the acre where we're going to build a school, and we're also moving dirt by hand. We've got several wheelbarrows and about 10 guys moving dirt by hand to level up the pad a little bit. And so that's our project. If you think you'd like to help us build a primary school in Kenya, pray about it. Get in touch with me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and we can let you know all the details and the costs and everything that's involved. And so we'd love to hear from you to help us build a primary school there in Makunda Village. So today we're going to be talking about the role of government in our lives. And this message is very appropriate today. There's so much controversy, and anytime you get into politics, anytime you get into policies of the nation and individual personalities, it becomes very contentious because the nation of the United States is very divided, as many nations are. Kenya is very divided that way also. And so the importance of government is to bring security, safety, welfare, peace, and prosperity, and to give the people freedom to go about their lives, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to protest, freedom of the press, freedom to carry arms. All those things are enshrined in our Constitution. And the reason they are is so that the U.S. could have a good government. It can have a government that allows peace and freedom and prosperity for the people. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. What exactly is the role of government according to God? Well, of course, God has many examples for us in His holy word in the Bible. There's many examples in the Old Testament of good kings, of bad kings. There's examples in the New Testament because Jesus Christ came at a time when Israel was under the occupation of the Romans, and so we see many examples of good governance and bad government. And so we also see the words that Apostle Paul spoke and wrote in Romans chapter 13, and they're very appropriate for our situation, our governmental situation here in the United States today. And Paul says in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. So this speaks to you, it speaks to me here in Kenya, speaks to me in the United States. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Rebellion towards governing authorities and laws of the nation comes from the rebellious nature of the people in every country. And we have people in the U.S. that are very rebellious. We have people that are in drugs, addicted to drugs. We have people that are addicted to alcohol. And so they are in ways very rebellious towards governing authorities. Many of them are rebellious to the point where they're doing on a daily basis illegal activities, racketeering, which is to set up businesses or set up conspiracies, set up networks to purposely racketeer or to purposely do illegal activities to make money from them. And so we have a spirit of rebellion in every country that goes against the governing authorities. So in verse 2, then Paul says, therefore, whoever resists the authority, that is the authority that has been placed in the government, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance or the law of God. And those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. And so you may think that you are getting away with something. We've got lots of drug dealers. We've got lots of pushers in America. We've got lots of people that practice burglary and armed robbery. We've got people that practice extortion and blackmail and all kinds of schemes to make money illegally. And so those people, when they are in rebellion and open rebellion to the Lord through the government, through God trying to operate through the government, when they are in rebellion to that, then there will be justice meted out to them or upon them by the Lord God Almighty. And they might think that they're escaping every criminal, I guess. Probably true that every criminal thinks that they're too smart, that they'll never get caught, that they're smarter than the system that is designed to arrest them and designed to arrest their activity. And so they will bring judgment on themselves. Sometimes it comes through the local police. Sometimes it comes through the highway patrol. Sometimes it comes through the FBI or other law enforcement agencies, the Homeland Security or ICE. And so these people always think that they're too smart, they're not going to get caught, that they have an advantage over the law enforcement because they're sneaking around, they're doing it in secret, they're doing it in the middle of the night, and they don't understand that there is judgment on them that is meted out by God simply because they are in rebellion to the existing authorities. Well, the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and judgment. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of your throne, says in Psalm 89:14, and mercy and truth go before your face. And so there is always justice to be meted out. There's always judgment to be meted out. And people that think that they'll never get caught, people think that they'll be able to carry out their nefarious activities and nobody will ever know, nobody will ever see them. They're just going to live high and they're going to live mighty and they're going to make millions of dollars stealing or pushing drugs or in extortion rackets or whatever, child trafficking, sex trafficking. There's lots of ways to make big money. There's lots of ways to get rich quick, but you never escape the eyes of God. The Bible says that the eyes of God go to and fro across the earth, seeking those who would honor him, seeking those who would respect him. And everything that you do, every activity that any person does is seen by the eyes of God. And so when people are in rebellion to the government authorities, they're scheming against the laws of the land, they will get caught. And if they don't get caught by man, they are going to get caught by God. His justice and his judgment will come against them. The Bible says that wealth gained by dishonesty will vanish quickly, but wealth gained by good work, the Bible says that there's profit in the labor of man's hands. That every time you do something legal, every time you work and you're doing it legally and you're doing it with honesty and integrity, God is going to bless that. He's going to help you take care of your family. He's going to help you take care of your school fees and your expenses. And so that is God's will, that you do things according to the laws of the land. Well, back to Romans chapter 13, verse 3, Paul says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." In other words, you don't need to be afraid if you're abiding by the laws of the land. You don't need to be afraid if you're going to work every day, you're taking care of your business, you're doing it according to the laws of the land, and that is God's will, that every person be subject to the authorities. You do your work as unto the Lord. You work as if you're working for Jesus. You're not working for your own nefarious plans. You're not working for your own schemes to get rich quick. Just go to work, do a legal, honest work, and you will be rewarded by the Lord. He says, do you want to be unafraid of the authority? In other words, you have a clean conscience standing before God. When you get up each day, you pray to ask the Lord to protect you. You pray to ask the Lord to give you a good day at work. And when you do that, God is going to bless you. He's going to watch over you when you're providing for your family in a legal, honest way that is full of integrity, full of good character, and you're working hard. God is going to bless that, and he will bless your family, and he will reward you accordingly, as that is his will. He says, do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. In other words, you're going to have praise from people. They'll see you're working hard. They'll see that you're trying to provide for your family and for yourself. And so you're going to have praise from your neighbors. You're going to have praise from the government. You might even be recognized for some kind of an award from the government. You don't know, but your gift will provide for you or make a space for you in front of kings. And when you practice your gift, whether it's to be a plumber, whether it's to be a mechanic, whether it's to be a good farmer, you're going to be presented before kings at some point, and you will be honored and rewarded for your good work. I had a friend here in Kenya. He was a mechanic, and he was a Toyota mechanic. Most of the mechanics here in Kenya are Toyota mechanics, but he became a famous mechanic with the MPs, with the members of parliament. He worked on one of them's car, did a good job. They started to refer him to other MPs, and so he went to work each day with a white coat on, like he was a doctor or a surgeon, because he was going to work as a surgeon on these MP cars. And he got a reputation of being a meticulous mechanic. He tried to keep his coat, his white coat, clean every day, as if he was going in as a famous surgeon. And so he became very successful as a Toyota mechanic. Well, he became a preacher. God called him to a higher calling. But still, if you do your work as unto the Lord, you're going to be given a space in front of kings. You will be presented in front of kings, and God will reward you. He will bless you, and he's just as meticulous as a preacher as he was as a mechanic. Well, back to Romans chapter 13, verse 4. For he, the governing authority, is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. And so when you think about the police, when you think about the highway patrol, when you think about the National Guard, when you think about people who are in authority to carry out the law, ICE or Homeland Security, when you think about these people who have been appointed to carry out the laws of the state, the laws of the nation, understand this, that they have been appointed by God. They are an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. And so don't curse the police. Don't curse the highway patrol. They have been appointed by God an avenger to carry out the laws of the land. They have authority. The judges have authority. The prosecutors have authority. They have authority not only given to them by the state and the nation, they have authority given to them by God to execute the laws of the land. So don't get in your mind that you can curse police and you can curse highway patrol, you can curse judges. If you have been in rebellion to these people, repent of it. Repent of it. Turn from your wicked ways. Start to bless them. Start to pray for them so that the police have safety, so that the highway patrol has safety, so that the Homeland Security people have safety. Bless them, because that is their job, and they're doing a job for God to keep peace and order in the nation. And so we don't have chaos. We don't have anarchy. We don't have people shooting each other at every stoplight. And so that is God's will, that there be peace and law and order, that we are a nation of laws, and it behooves us to keep those laws, to keep the order. And so there are people appointed by God, and the governing authorities, not just the mayor, not just the governor of the state, not just the president, but all of these governing authorities, they are God's minister to you for good. And that is the role of government. That is the purpose of government, is that we can abide together, we can exist together as a people in the state of Kansas, as the people in this community, as the people in the United States of America, and that we have peace. There is a general welfare over all the people, and the people learn to abide by the laws so that there is not chaos, there's not anarchy, there's not rebellion, there aren't people every day filling up the prisons. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have anybody in the prisons? And I'm not advocating defund the police or defund the prisons. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have all of this anarchy and chaos and rebellion that causes people to be sent to prison for 5 years or 10 years or 30 years, taken away from their family, taken away from the community? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have to deal with that? And so in verse 5 then, chapter 13, therefore you must be subject to the authorities, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. In other words, it's important that you obey the authorities, not just because you're afraid of getting thrown in jail, or not just because you're getting taken to court, that's what you fear, but also so that you can stand before God with a clean conscience. That is for conscience sake. In other words, that you can get up each day and say, I'm doing the right thing. I don't have to sneak around in the middle of the night. I don't have to scheme with my buddies how we can steal money or traffic human beings or do something nefarious and evil. You stand before God each and every day, and if you are doing the right thing, you have nothing to fear. So you are not only doing the right thing because you fear retribution or you fear prison time or jail time, but you're doing the right thing because you understand that God sees you and you want to stand before him. You want to get up each day. The mercies of the Lord are made new every day. And so if you are in some kind of illegal or nefarious or clandestine activity, and you're listening to me today, even if you're already in jail or if you're already in prison, and you're scheming and you're plotting and you're doing something that you know is wrong, repent of it, turn from your wicked ways, get back on the right track, start thinking about a skill or some kind of way that you can legally make money and you can legally go to work and stand before God with a clean conscience. Say, Lord, I put in a good day's work today. I did the best that I could, and so I'm going to accept the pay that I get. I'm going to accept the consequences that I receive from that. And if you do that, beloved, you're going to have a clean conscience, and that is God's will for your life, that you can stand before Him with a clean conscience. Well, then in verse 6, for because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. And so it's important to understand taxes are part of government. Here in Kenya, we have taxes. The people avoid paying taxes here in Kenya because there's so much corruption that the social contract between the people paying taxes and the people in government that are spending the taxes, there is a broken contract, and so people avoid paying taxes. That's why it's very difficult in Kenya to raise taxes for development. It's very difficult to raise taxes for schools or for medicine or for doctors or for hospitals. So there has to be an agreement, a social contract between the people paying taxes and the people who are levying the taxes and also spending the money. Well, we have a lot of controversy in the U.S. right now going on because we see that the tax money has not been properly spent. People are paying their taxes for the most part. Yes, there's always discussion about who should pay more, who should pay less. But for the most part in America, people pay their taxes willingly and in good faith. But there's been a usurping of the good faith of the people, a destruction of the good faith of the people because the taxes are being used corruptly. People are squandering massive amounts of money. People are squandering massive amounts of good faith. And so the new sheriff in town, the people that have elected this man to go and clean up this mess, now they're seeing just the tip of the iceberg of all this rot, of all this corruption, of all this money that is being improperly used, being stuffed in Congress people's pockets, in Congress people's bank accounts. And so there is a cleansing going on, and this is God's will to expose it. If you'll notice, the last few years I've been praying for exposure on this radio station to start each message each Sunday. I pray for exposure. I pray for schemes to be exposed so people can see them. This is what I had in mind. This is what I understood is going on. And so now there's some people that have been put in place to clean this out, to expose it, to reveal it, and clean it out. And the reason is very simple. Beloved, the United States of America is now $36 trillion or $37 trillion in debt. There's no way that we can tax our way out of this mess that we're in. There's no way that we can develop more tax schemes to try to raise more money because there aren't enough people in this U.S. of A. that are actually working honestly and making good incomes to pay the taxes to tax our way out of this mess. We have to cut. We have to cut just in your own family budget. There's times when you have to cut things out, when you can't afford them anymore. If you go to a 5-star hotel, you're going to pay $300 a night. And if you go to a 1-star hotel, you're going to pay $75 a night. The choice is yours. Same when you go to the grocery store. You can get sirloin or top steak every single day, or you can eat hamburger, or you can eat beans and rice. That's your choice. And so in the United States of America, being $36 or $37 trillion in debt is not a workable situation. Eventually, if we keep going down the path that we've been going the last 10 or 15 years, we're going to end up with all of the tax money just paying the debt. And if you want to see how that works, come to Kenya, because in Kenya we're paying 70% of the tax revenue. Yes, 70% of the tax revenue is going just to retire the debt that has already been spent. And so it's not a workable situation. It will cause the United States of America to go bankrupt and have no standing financially in the world. But even more than that, it will cause the enemies of the United States of America, China specifically is what I'm thinking of, it will cause the enemies of the United States of America to be able to come in and walk all over us. They'll take over our computer systems, they'll take over our infrastructure, and they already tried to take over our southern border. And if we don't get this financial situation straightened around, the United States is going to be not only in dire situation, it will be in a position where our enemies will come in and take over us. And that's, beloved, not where we want to be. Well, to get out of the crisis situation that the government is in right now, I've got about 6 points. I'm going to go through them quickly. Listen very carefully. Number one, admit this is a crisis, that our situation is not good and it cannot continue in the direction it's going. Number two, admit and be at peace with the fact that without drastic measures put in place to turn the U.S. financial situation around, it will not turn around. Number three, then turnaround will involve some temporary sacrifices and some people will lose their jobs and their established way of living. Number four, in the long run, the country will be better off financially, militarily, safety-wise, less crime, and spiritually as well. Number five, God will show himself mighty to save for this nation, not in terms of salvation, but mighty to save this nation, to save the USA from destruction. And number six, our enemies will see the hand of God at work in America and fear us and respect us again, and we will put America back on a sound financial footing, on a sound spiritual footing. We look to God, we look to his wisdom, and so you have to see that is what's going on in the government in the United States today. Well, I pray for the United States. That's why we start every message with prayers to the Almighty God, that he can give us wisdom and intervene in the affairs of men in the United States of America. Well, Gather the Outcasts is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We'd love to hear from you. Our contact information, Gather the Outcasts, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can find us at Facebook / Jim Rau, R-O-W-H. You can find us at GatherTheOutcast.com, our website. You can find us at PayPal, paypal.me/ Gather the Outcast. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you get involved with us. School project we have going here in Kenya. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, email me, pureprairie@hotmail.com. Thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.